Hello, this is Amish. I'm the author of the Shiva trilogy, Ramchandra series, Immortal India, and I'm also the director of the Nehru Center in London.
And hello, this is Kartik Malhotra. Well, Amish just gave a beautiful introduction that many of us just don't need. Amish, thank you so much for joining us on this webcast, on this podcast. I want to begin by asking you, are now the director of the Nehru Center in London. You are in some way representing Brand India to the West. At a time like this, for Indians who are stuck abroad, for Indians who are stuck in London and are unable to come back to India, what is it like for them? What are some of the conversations that you are picking up from Indians who are unable to make it back to India because of the lockdowns?
No, times are tough. This is a completely unprecedented scenario. But at a time like this, in a mission mode, I think the government really comes together. And I'm seeing that with the High Commission out here. There are so many Indians who are stuck out here as citizens of various countries stuck all over the world. And the High Commission is actually taking care, and I'm getting to know many of the cases through the High Commission. So for example, there are Indians who are traveling through the UK, say they are the elderly, okay? Many of them take daily tablets, right? And when they travel, they would travel for a week. They would take enough medicines for a week, right? Or maybe a 1 or 2 days more, but they're going to be stuck here for 2 months. They're going to run out of those medicines, and the Indian prescriptions don't work here. They don't have equivalent medicines out here. So there are issues like this, which the High Commission is kind of helping out in. There are students who are stuck here who don't have the money, the wherewithal to stay at a place. So the High Commission has actually spoken to various Indian-owned hotels and hostels, to give these guys a discounted or even free stay, and they charge just for the food because anyway those hotels are running empty. The High Commission is certainly trying to help, and there are people stuck really badly.
So, Amish, you did speak about medicines and talking about medicines for the elderly or for anybody who's suffering from the COVID-19 pandemic right now. The Indian government has decided to open up export of hydroxychloroquine to the world. Now, talking purely from a branding perspective, and of course, you are an IIM graduate yourself, but what does an export of an item like the hydroxychloroquine at a time like this mean for Brand India?
I've seen some British tweets or commentary by British journalists out here, and that the British media, Western media, tends to be a little biased against India. But the kind of conversation one hears is that China sent the COVID virus, the coronavirus, and India sent medicines to solve that problem. So obviously India is being seen as a part of the solution, a responsible country, which has despite being a relatively poor country on a per capita basis, we are still a very poor country. So we are really, I think, I mean, for Brand India, we are really coming across as a responsible, stable country, which is and our contributions are a net positive to the world.
Right now in India, the flavor of the month, so to say, seems to be mythology. We are rerunning the Ramayan series on Doordarshan. Share with us some memories that you had growing up watching the series on TV. And what are the lessons that perhaps Indians right now can draw, especially the youth who possibly grew up in the 90s and missed the series on TV in its original run?
That time when Ramayana was released, was telecast first. We didn't have a television at our own home. So there was one TV set in the building, and all of us, I think, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 of us would collect there, right? Once a week on Sunday, if I recall correctly, Sunday morning.
Right.
And it was like a social occasion, right? People would, and it was a middle class building, so very traditional. So people would actually leave their slippers and shoes outside the house. We would outside the drawing room where the screening would happen. All of us would gather around. It was one of those black and white, which you had to bang the TV to kind of get the picture flowing.
Right.
And one of the aunties out there, I remember, used to do an aarti, before the program began. So it was like a social experience, and the entire building would come together and celebrate our culture and Lord Ram. And so I thought it was fantastic. And it's a delight that a new generation is experiencing that that wonderful feeling once again. And Lord Ram's story, in a way, that story belongs to all Indians, regardless of religion, caste, region, language spoken. You know, it unites us. So it's wonderful to have that experience once again.
So do you find it a bit ironic, since you mentioned there were 25, 30 of you who would go down every Sunday and watch it on one television set? So perhaps that epic series became a binding force for getting people closer together physically. And in the environment that we are in right now, the same series is helping people stay entertained at a time of social distancing. So what do you say about this irony at play here?
No, in fact, I say it's almost like it's a repeat of the same thing, right? From the figures that I've read, this television serial has got among the highest, and the retelecast of it has got fantastic ratings beyond most other modern Indian television serials, and it shows the power of the story and the power of our culture, to unite all of us.
Absolutely right. So what does the world need at a time like this? And I'll pick your brains on the characters that you've written about extensively. Does the world need a Lord Ram, or does the world need a Shiva?
There's never a world which doesn't need Lord Shiva and Lord Ram. They're needed all the time. But speaking of our time, what we really need is our scientists to deliver, man. Everyone else is good to have. We need our organizers, we need doctors, nurses. All of them are very critical. Our leadership, the sanitation workers, the police officers, all of them are keeping our society together and running. But the final solution to this crisis will come from our scientists. Indian scientists are also actually at the forefront. This is not as well known among us Indians. Indian scientists are also at the forefront, and I hope that someone discovers a vaccine or a cure to this quickly. That's what will put a final end to this crisis. So, until then, we're only going to be somehow managing it, somehow learning to live with it.
So speaking in the language of perhaps the books that you write, what we need right now is a Hanuman with a Sanjeevani booty.
Absolutely. Someone needs to find that Sanjeevani booty.
So, okay, Amish, I think let's talk about what is on your bookshelf right now. What is keeping you busy during the lockdowns? What is keeping you engaged? And what is keeping you enlightened at a time like this? What are you reading?
So, unfortunately, my library is at my home in Mumbai. Most of my books, I have some 1,000, 1,500 books perhaps, or perhaps more, but they're all in Mumbai. So I read through my Kindle or whatever few books I have out here. So there's this, I recently read The Vault of Vishnu by Ashwin Sanghi, my friend Ashwin Sanghi. Brilliant book, I'd strongly recommend it. I am reading Pavan Verma's The Greatest Ode to Lord Ram, an analysis of the Ramcharitmanas. I recently read Chintan Chandrachud's The Cases That India Forgot. I enjoyed that too, and yes, I'm using the free time to write as well. So,
so what are you writing on right now? Let us have a sneak peek into what is coming up next from Amish Tripathi's pen.
Yeah, so I'm writing the fourth book of the Ramchandra series right now. So the working title is War of Lanka. That's what's keeping me busy right now, and of course, My jogs in the evening and yoga pranayam in the morning. And I think all of us will many of us will emerge a lot fatter after this lockdown with not enough physical activity. So I'm hoping that I can kind of at least not do too much damage.
Well, we hope you reunite with your family. We hope you can visit your library back in Mumbai soon, and we hope, for the sake of the world, that the pandemic comes to a close pretty soon. Amish Tripathi, thank you so much for joining us on this cast.